Hello, hello, calling Earth. Calling Earth, I want to connect the dots. I heard the music. This must be Connect the Dots. Yeah, this is Connect the Dots. Hey, this is Tom Edison speaking here. And this is Connect the Dots radio show on BBS Radio. Did you know that? Of course you knew it. Why else would you be listening? Anyhow, hey, is this lockdown ever going to end? You know? I mean, really, beam me up, Scotty. At least I won't be locked down. I might be locked up, or as Scotty would say, let me lock on to you. Hey, if you're on the East Coast, the Jersey Shore is going to open up on Memorial Day. Well, if you're in California, forget it. they're going to mess with your heads from now until doomsday, because there's something wrong with the people in the government in California, something wrong with the people in the U.S. Congress. Anyhow, so much for that for now. What's important to know is that there's light at the end of the tunnel. Yes. You know, about a month or two ago, there was a worldwide gathering of minds. It was called a global meditation. I talked about it. Maybe you participated in it. I did. And a certain plateau was reached, which has brought the human race closer to this thing, upcoming thing called the event. You should care about it because it's going to be a change of reality when it happens. You know, those of us that know about it, we're all a little perturbed that it's taking so long. And then we have to listen to the excuses from the Galactic Federation of Light, GFOL for short, that we're not doing our part. You know, there's not enough love on this world. They say that we have to be projecting more love, and we should be. Nothing wrong with love. But it's a lot easier said than done when you have so many bad entities poking at you and attacking you from everywhere you go, you know. One thing I have to talk about every week, the 5G is killing us slowly. You know, I've seen some hope on Twitter, on the Internet, that where people are knocking down the towers. That's right. You know, what are you going to do? You know, some people are fed up enough that, you know, we ought to make it known to our government. You know, we've warned you about this for months, for years now, and you haven't done anything. And you don't want to listen to us. You're killing us with the deadly frequencies. This is a scientific fact. It's been proven this stuff is dangerous for us. And it's surely making more people's immune system weak enough to catch this coronavirus. That's right. And, of course, this is all part of the New World Order plan to subdue us into, you know, their one-world government, totalitarian government. And look what they're getting away with now. They have tricked all of you into believing that staying home is the solution to this stuff. You know, the solution is first turn off the 5G. Stop the chemtrails, get rid of the GMO food, stop offering us fake health care, and give us real health care. The true solutions to everything in this world are known already. That's right. You know, every solution, the solution is, every problem, the solution is already known. Except government doesn't want to give us the solutions. They don't want to do their job. All they want to do is take bribe money and pretend they're doing something for us. Just like I have to mention it, and I don't have anything personally against the guy, but Governor Cuomo in New York, you know, trying to go out there and be Mr. I'll take care of you, yeah, because I'm the governor. And he makes, introduces and basically forces this law into being that the nursing homes would have to take anyone in, regardless if they had coronavirus or not. And this is where the biggest problem with the deaths are, the people that are most vulnerable. And people are in nursing homes are very vulnerable. They get rotten care. Believe me, I've known people that I've had relatives that had to go to nursing homes before they died, and they died there, of course. And the treatment that people get in nursing homes is horrific, you know. I don't even want to get into it. And they get unnutritious meals. They get overdosed with medicines because the nursing home, they're into that scam of giving more the more products they can give to your poor relative in there without destroying them or killing them outright, the more money they're making kickbacks. It's all a scam. Nursing homes, yeah, they're in the scam with the pharmaceutical companies just like the doctors are. Oh, damn, I had to just say that, you know, because forget about it. You know, it sickens me every day, day in and day out on the news, in between the news. You have these fake doctors out there telling us the best thing to do is stay home, you know. Meanwhile, they're destroying your health because they're depriving you of sunlight, and they're still trying to talking about vaccines, one of the biggest evils ever introduced into humanity. There is no logic to a vaccine. They've conned you into believing this is a cure. Vaccines have never cured anything. That's the propaganda talk. You know, vaccines don't cure anything. Their whole con story is to build up your immune system. Well, the immune system doesn't need fake doctors and pharmaceutical doctors building itself up. It's a very sophisticated, advanced system. Your immune system is what heals you, you know? And they ought to just leave it alone because they're not helping you. Their idea of boosting your immune system is put poison into your system. That's right. You know, they'll never tell you that outright, but we've all investigated it in recent years. This is a travesty. And they're out there, and they've convinced all the governors and all the world leaders, yeah, this is the way to go. You know, we got to gung-ho for a vaccine. Well, it's not the cure. In fact, the vaccine will probably kill you, especially if you're a challenge. You have a challenged health system, health immune system already. Anyhow, hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you got something to say, hey, maybe even if you don't have something to say, you can call in still. I'll talk you into saying something important, okay? The number here is 888-627-6008. That's right. If you have a telephone, you can participate in this show. Is that amazing? I mean, that's almost like a universal connection there. And this is an internet radio show, so we're getting out there in the... Every week we get a little more out there in the universe. If you're in an extraterrestrial... being in a spacecraft somewhere out there beyond the atmosphere of the Earth, you could probably pick up this show, too. In fact, you can call in. And what gets me is, you know, I've made this offer week after week after week. Any extraterrestrial beings from the Galactic Federation of Light that want to communicate on a radio show live, you know, I mean, do you guys, can you handle an ad-lib conversation, as the saying goes? No, you can't do this telepathically. You have to do it through a phone. Because if you just do it telepathically to me, you know, no one else is going to hear it except me. And I don't believe that you have the ability to telepathically communicate to every human being on the face of the earth. I mean, some of the superior beings can do that. Lord Jesus Christ can do that, obviously. And there's other high-ranking beings out there that can do that. But I don't believe the force that's out there now to help us, they have the ability to do that. So do what you can do, you know? We want to get to know you, too. You know, there's a lot of good people here on Earth, you know, and they're not in government, really. I mean, that's what concerns me the most. You know, you're trying to be respectful of our system here, but the people, the so-called governments of the world, including the United States, the people in these governments, even though we elected them, they have a lack of knowledge. They have a lack of ability to be real public servants. They don't even if they wanted to do it, they don't know how to do it. That's how bad they are. And if you're planning on coming to Earth, land your vehicles, and make your announcement, if you just meet with these people in government now, man, you're meeting with the worst of the crop. Seriously. You better change your game plan there to meet with concerned individuals like myself. And there's plenty of us around here. How are you going to find out where we are? Basically, go on the Internet. This plan that you're going to come down and meet with the government world leaders, yeah, sure, they have to be informed and given some consideration, but these are the worst kind of people on planet Earth for you to be dealing with. They're the biggest bunch of liars. You know, I follow Cobra Info 1, you know, at Cobra Info, I-N-F-O 1. On Twitter, you know, he's one of the best sources to get some generalized information of what's going down behind the scenes. You know, I've been following him for a couple of years, and I'm getting a little tired myself of hearing all the great things that are going to happen. But there, you know, as far as regular people walking the face of the earth, and I'm a regular person. You know, I socialize with regular people. I don't know any rich people. The as far as we're going, we're not seeing too much of anything. In fact, we're seeing the, regardless of what you say, we're seeing our lives being overly suppressed by the totalitarian forces on planet Earth here. They're making our lives miserable. They're making our lives even more miserable. And you keep talking about waving all these good things in front of our eyes. Yeah, we all want to hear that. We want the free replicators. We want the tachyon chambers that can heal us of anything. And we want all those good things. And we want to be able to communicate with other beings in the universe, you know, in a friendly way. But in the meantime, we are in a dire situation. You know, over 90% of the people on Earth are still sheeple. You know, when those of us who have the knowledge and we try to go out there and encourage others to wake up, and we're on the Internet doing our bit or doing radio shows like this, we are in a very, very small minority. And many times we're just preaching to the choir, as the saying goes here on Earth. We're just talking to the people that know this information already or have woken up. A small lot preaching to a small lot. You know, I've tried to communicate this truth to via tweets to the people I follow on Twitter, but basically the people on Twitter who represent the people who are making the decisions behind the scenes via the Galactic Federation, they are just too unresponsive. You know, and they come up with all kinds of excuses. Well, basically, they just don't respond, that, you know, which makes them very close to the governments we have here on Earth right now. They don't respond to us, but we're used to that, and we just cross them off as a bunch of crooks, lazy, bribe-taking fools, backstabbers, et cetera, you know. And I don't think you members of the Galactic Federation want to be dumped into that category, but you're in some ways putting yourself into that category with your unresponsiveness. Don't tell me you cannot make more efforts to communicate with us. You know, I know about the offer. I've advertised it here. Yeah, that was like last summer. You advertised, or the end of the summer, you advertised the offer. The Pleiadians are willing to land a small craft on private property if you have a big enough piece of private property. Well, most of us don't have that, you know? And most of us that do have it are the rich people who are part almost like sheeple, you know? And they're not the ones you really want to talk to, basically. You know, sure, there's some good people that have money, but they're not even, they're unaware. They're you know, asleep on the couch or asleep in the matrix, and it's hard to get through to those people. We have tricks here on Earth how to get through to those people, and you know, and I've tried to communicate this. Twitter, because that's the only connection I have. I don't have a piece of property to ask the Pleiadians to land, you know? I've made plenty of offers to the people that represent them on the Internet. Get in touch with me. And, you know, there's so many safe ways to get in touch with people, please. All I hear is stories about, oh, they don't want to endanger us. Believe me, you can get in touch with me without endangering me. If you don't know how to do that, maybe you ought to listen to my show every week or go listen to every show I ever did when you're got nothing to do flying around in your spacecraft. Because I've explained it before, you know, it's not that difficult. Just, many of us on Earth who don't even care about the other dimensions or anything like that, we know how to place a phone call without getting traced. It's not that difficult, really. And if you're out there in a spacecraft, what's your problem? You're going to tell me you don't have the technology to break into the phone system and call in a number? Hey, the number again is 888-627-6008. You know, we need some direct conversations. You need to talk to real people like me and gain a little understanding about whom you're dealing with here, you know? All right, you got 1 million people to participate in the last global meditation, but that's just a drop in the bucket. And you're not, and those of us that participated, you know, that was exclusive of the 90% or 95% sheeple that inhabit this world. And a lot of those sheeple are good people, but they are locked in the matrix. They've been brainwashed from birth to obey. You know, if you guys, everybody, and this is to everybody listening to my voice, if you haven't seen that movie, They Live, yeah, I think it's 1988, starring Rowdy Roddy Piper, you know, a famous wrestler from the 20th century, professional wrestler from the 20th century, the late Roddy Piper. He did very well in that movie. Anyhow, the name of the movie is called They Live. He puts on the sunglasses and he sees all the hidden messages behind all the billboards. He sees the sunglasses. When he puts them on, he's able to see who the aliens are walking around disguised as humans. Yeah, they're out there. You know, they might be your next-door neighbor, but unless you expand your vision somehow, you're not going to be able to see that or even know. And they've weaseled their way. These aliens have weaseled their way into every aspect of life, and they have commandeered all the key positions. That's why government is so corrupt and crooked and not caring, because they've been infiltrated by negative ET races that can manifest a projection to look human. You know, if you ever took the time to watch all the great science fiction movies from the last century, especially, they were doing that in movies as far back as the 50s, aliens that could make themselves look like humans. Well, they were telling you a hidden reality there. It all had to go under the disguise of science fiction so it would be able to be put out there, because it's been a totalitarian world for a long time. In fact, the totalitarian maniacs really started to clamp down after World War II. Yeah, they were a little slow getting started, but it got worse and worse each year. And look where we're at now, you know? Geez, what do you call this, a lockdown? Lockdown, that's what you tell the people in jail when you lock down the inmates in their cells. Well, that's essentially what they've done to you. They've locked down you. Your apartment, your house is your jail cell right now. And the police are willing to go along with this and harass people out on the street. It's unbelievable. Not all police, but there's too many of them. You know, it's intolerable what's going on. And if you don't start squawking, do your part to start squawking and organize with your neighbors for us to take command of the situation. Every government person in the world has proved they don't know what they're talking about. If anything, this crisis has proved, and they're not your friend either. That's also proved that they proved that too. And it also proves they don't know how to serve you, the general public. And they allow themselves to be manipulated by fake doctors and lying doctors and propaganda scientists, all under the control of the New World Order and Big Pharma, as it's called. Yeah, they're part of the New World Order. And crazy psychopaths like Bill Gates, he falls into that category. He's publicly out there talking. We'll never get back to normality unless everyone gets vaccinated. Well, if that don't sound like a tyrant, and of course, that's part of the kill you off point plan. When they finally come out with this so-called vaccine, it's going to be purposely tainted to kill you. That's it. It's going to be designed to kill you on purpose. This is because all governments are controlled by evil sources from behind the scenes. Even if these guys that go out there and grandstand in front of the cameras and pretend to be your friend, they are being mind controlled. Mind control is a sophisticated technology today. You know, there's so many videos and out there on YouTube, the internet, that will explain to you how it's done. You know, it's so easy. It's like somebody picks up a microphone, they target their individual, they know where you're at, and they can, by so many different ways, there's so few of us that can walk around without being detected. First of all, you have to have your cell phone off, for starters. Then you have to have your devices off in your house because they can find out your home through your devices. And, you know, and if you're driving around in a car that's registered to you, you're broadcasting all your movements to some machine that's tracking where everyone's driving because they all have global positioning, you know. If you don't want to be tracked by the Big Brother, a New World Order government when you're driving around in a car, you better connect your disconnect, your global positioning. You know, maybe you don't care. I myself, you know, I don't like being tracked by a government. You know, I only put my cell phone on when I need to use it. Really? That's it. Otherwise, it's off. You want to contact me on my cell phone, you're going to have to just call and leave a message because I value my privacy. And we all should be doing things like that. Or we're going to end up like in China. Have you looked, heard, or paid attention to how they're dealing with the thing in that country, Wuhan, now? I mean, the city of Wuhan, where this virus went berserk in the beginning. Not to mention Wuhan, they still got the 5G turned on there, you know. And I'm sure that's what brought the thing into a crisis situation, too. Again, the information about the 5G and how dangerous it is, it's out there on the Internet. Why don't the public officials know about that? That proves they're being mind-controlled or stupid. Either way, that's no good. We can't have elect people in government who are stupid or allow themselves to be mind-controlled. I mean, so anyhow, back to Wuhan, yeah. Go on the Internet and search it out and see what the information out there, how they've got a few new cases, so they're really clamping down on people. Even before the crisis started, the Chinese went crazy. They had listening devices in every park bench, every telephone pole, every street light. So wherever you walked, and they got cameras everywhere that do facial recognition, and they've got pictures of it, how the machines keep track of every human being. The cameras, you're walking around on the street, no matter who you are, they have a facial recognition of you, and they got a number and a box around your head your identification number, and they're watching where you're going, and then, you know, when you're off camera range, they follow you with your cell phone, and they were introducing new technologies too, because they've opened up the city and allowing people to walk around. Now they have checkpoint restrictions wherever you're going. You want to walk into the subway system, there's somebody standing there, and you have to pull out your cell phone and show them the right color on the cell phone. And in order to get the right color on the cell phone, you have to walk over to the machine on the side, let the machine identify you, who you are, by facial recognition, and then evaluate you, take your temperature, then see if you're on a list by anybody who is known to have the virus presently. And if you're just on that list, if you come in close proximity, how do they know if you're in close proximity? Because they're tracking every human being wherever they walk and go. That's how they know. And you're either going to get a pass or a failure. If you get a failure, you're automatically, you have to comply to go home and stay off the street for 2 weeks. So unless you get the right code, you get approved by the machine, and you can show that to the man to walk in the subway, they will not let you go in the subway. And in fact, if you show it, put on your cell phone, flash it to the monitor there, and he sees you have the yellow tag or something like that that says you're quarantined, you'll be ordered to go home. And if you don't do that immediately, whatever they do to those people over there. Put them in a pickup truck and take them to the extermination center. I don't know, but that's how bad it is in China. And believe me, they would love the people in government would love that over here, because they're all mind controlled to love it. They don't want to give you any rights. We have so many stories. People want to go to the beach. They're keeping their distance, and they next thing you know, somebody's on the beach by themselves. You got five cops coming over to one guy on the beach and forcing him to get off the beach. Now, where's the logic of that? And by the way, these cops that will go around and tell you about social distancing, if you watch the videos, they're not social distancing themselves. So what is all this bullshit? It's about control and oppressing you. If you don't start squawking, it's still going to get worse. Believe me, you've heard how the bullshit has been going on with this. You know, it all started with the two-week lockdown, you know? Then it said only the people infected had to wear the mask. Then it changed around. Everybody's got to wear a mask. Then it changed around the social distancing. It started with 3 feet, then it went to 6 feet. See where it's going here? Then the 2 weeks went to a month. Then the 1 month went to 2 months. And now people are talking about 3 months. Some places are talking about the rest of the summer. And then we got the quack doctors on the TV talking about, well, this might go on forever. And then we got psychopath Bill Gates telling us, unless everyone has a vaccine, we'll never get back to normal. That's right, and we'll be in quarantine for the rest of your lives. This is how out of control it is, and this is why people have to start squawking and unite together and do something for themselves. We, the people, have to take command of the situation, and we have to slam the door in the face of these quack doctors that don't know what they're talking about. Now, I talked about it last week. The real cure to this, I'm going to say it again, the real cure to kill the virus right off, it's a vibrational frequency. It's that simple, you know? It is that simple. It might be the same frequency as the virus. You know, we've all seen the story about, we've all seen the demonstration where the opera singer sings the high note and the glass is busted. Because if everything has its own vibration. So if the glass has a certain frequency, and if you can sing high enough to match that frequency, it starts the glass vibrating to the point the matter falls apart and shatters. So it's probably the frequency of the coronavirus. How long is it going to take them to find out that frequency? Not too long. They probably can do it in a day. And chances are that's the first thing you start with, broadcast the frequency of the coronavirus. And it'll vibrate so fast it'll break itself apart, and it'll just be a waste product, and your body will get rid of it. It's that simple. Get it? I'm telling you, pass the word around. I've tried calling local authorities here on the East Coast. No response. Call back. Yeah, we passed the message along, because that's all you ever get to talk to when you call, like, you know, the governor's office or your a local representative or something like that. You get to talk to the intern on the phone, you know, which if you're lucky enough to get someone to answer the phone. One of the offices I called, you know, they have a listed phone number, you know, and you call there, well, they got the phone left on fax on purpose, so they don't have to bother answering the phone anymore. You know, that's workers for you. Anything to get out of doing some work or doing their job. And this is what we have to deal with. It's unbelievable, but it's not going to change unless we, the people, start doing something. You know, I'm advocating everyone, you know, if you didn't have a reason to go out and vote, now you got one to go out and vote. And everyone who's in power now should never get elected again, and we should start telling them that every day of their life. You're in power now, and you're mishandling this whole situation against the will of the people. And we're going to vote for anybody but you come the next election. And we got to keep repeating that message until they get their ass in gear and start listening to us, the people, you know, because that they've all gone dictator crazy. You know, they want to take their positions of authority, and then they want to defend their positions of authority. Oh, I have the right to do this, you know. It says so in such and such law. Yeah, all those fake laws made by all the fake politicians that every one of those laws made was designed to take away your rights, you know, and they've succeeded at doing that. They have so many laws in their favor, yeah. They can send a nuclear warhead to your house and say, I have the legal authority to do that, you know? I mean, that's how out of hand the whole situation has. Look what happened in California there, you know? They, you know, if we want to metaphorically, I've talked about it when it was happening, but I got to tell the story again. If we want to metaphorically put it into proper context, what happened in California was the town of paradise. Well, evil is ruling our government, especially in California, and a great metaphor for evil has always been the devil, you know. So the devil, who rules California, you know, made it a point, wanted to make it give the people of California a message. Yeah, I'm the devil, and I'm going to destroy paradise. I had the power to destroy paradise. You just watch. I'm going to destroy your paradise. You see here? They love to give messages to the dark side, and they did destroy paradise. And a lot of it was done with energy weapons, you know? They call them DEWS for short, D-E-W. That's an acronym for direct energy weapon. Well, that's it. The technology exists. And actually, that same technology can be used to get rid of the coronavirus. But the secret organizations that hold on to this technology, they don't want to share it with you. They want to pretend it doesn't exist, except for their little play games. That's it. And there was plenty of evidence that paradise was destroyed with direct energy weapons. Then we have President Trump out there, you know, him and Cooney, I think it was Governor Brown back then, they're standing at the destroyed site. And you see all these trees with leaves on them, you know, it's supposed to be a fire problem. And they're right there, and not they're that stupid, and their aides are that stupid, not to point out, why are all these trees standing there, you know? And then, of course, not on mainstream media news, but on the internet, there was plenty of pictures posted of cars that were melted to the ground, no trees around whatsoever. Yeah. Direct energy weapons. You know, the guys who were running the show, who had the hand on the joystick to direct these weapons to destroy, systematically destroy that town of paradise, they you know, got a little out of hand. They want to have a little fun. Yeah, let's milk his car over here. And that shows you the kind of psychopaths the government hires to do their dirty work. Yeah. And they got away with this. And there was no investigation on any of that. And I said, metaphorically, you know, the dark side likes to take credit for what they're doing. And metaphorically, it was the devil destroying paradise. Who's the devil? Your government. Did I have to explain that? Gee, but that story was worth telling again. You know, what else do they do to you in California? Yeah, they're doing it all cities around. Smart meters, just a reminder. If you've got smart meters, that's destroying your health. You know, they conned you into allowing the smart meter to be put in. Of course, the totalitarian disease is affecting all governments, including the local ones. There's plenty of towns that force you to get a smart meter or get out of town, pretty much. And then if you don't want to comply, you know, they're going to charge you thousands and thousands of dollars just so a guy can come up once a month and read your meter, because you don't want to participate in their plan, which is, the real plan is to destroy your health, along with all the other plans to destroy your health, like the 5G, like just basic cell phone technology is the destruction of your health. But the 5G system is really bad because it affects your water molecules. Anybody ever tell you you're 70% water, your brain is 90% water? Well, you know, do you think that's good for you to be walking around in a field that's destroying your water molecules or altering them so they can't take oxygen to your body? And think about it. The people who are really severe cases of coronavirus, you know, the infection gets into their lungs. They're suffering from oxygen depletion. Well, that goes hand in hand with 5G. 5G is creating a situation like that. And, of course, the New World Order, you know, this is just, we're just monkeys in the cage. You know, they want to see, you know, you know, I mean, I'm connecting the dots here for you, but why haven't you connected them? That's what I'd like to know. Yeah. I mean, really, the New World Order, the way they think, you know, where do you think that crazy idea that Hitler had about the super race, the Aryan race, and all that? You know, that's what this whole coronavirus and vaccine thing. We're going to eliminate all the weak people. Oh, they're succeeding with that. Look how many, most of the casualties are in the nursing homes where the people are weak, you know? And, yeah, because the only people that are going to survive all this, we're dumping them as the strong one. And the ones we give the toxic vaccines to, only the super strong people will be able to survive a strong toxic vaccine. The rest will just die, and we'll just pretend it's the virus or something like that, or we'll blame somebody. And this is where it's going. You know, they're going in for the big kill now. Well, it's in process already. They're killing you. They even got bigger, worse weapons out there, you know? They've got these giant weapons hidden right in plain sight, where somebody can turn on a switch when they feel it's necessary, and they can kill a million people or more in less than a couple of minutes. That's right. Nobody even talks about that. I'm aware of it, but I'm not going to talk too much about it because they might get nervous and push the switch. Well, this guy's talking about it. We better use this weapon now before they discover where it is. Well, there's plenty in the map there. And you want to find out the details in relation to that? Hey, get my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's why I talk about it almost every week. Sometimes I don't bother to talk about it. I mean, the book was written for you, the people, to educate you, one, what's going on behind the scenes, two, get a basic understanding of beyond just physical reality, because we're going beyond just physical reality. The Earth is going there. And there's this thing called the planetary ascension. Yeah, you might have heard about it. Well, hey, this is the last time I'm going to give this number in the show, because before, there's only so much time left in the show, but plenty of time to talk, but not too much to have a conversation with somebody. Hey, the number here is 888-627-6008. You know, don't pass up an opportunity to participate in a live radio show. This is a live radio show. I'm alive, and hopefully I can inspire you to be more alive than you already are, and to start participating in life. You know, a great message in one of the Pink Floyd songs from the last century. It's not okay just to stand there and stare. That's right. You need to participate. And while we're talking about music, yeah, it was last Saturday that a famous rock and roll legend, Little Richard, passed away. May he rest in peace. Or may he party from in the afterlife. If you never heard of Little Richard, go on the internet and listen to some of his classic music at the beginning of rock and roll. He helped forge that format. Very vibrant person. There was a tweet out there by the famous, we all know him, Paul McCartney, which he said, yeah, Little Richard taught me everything I know. Which was something Little Richard used to say all the time, because he liked to brag, and he had a right to, a right to brag, because he had a lot of talent, and he was an energizer. The kind of person would go out there and give a live performance and energize the crowd with very upbeat music. Party music, as they called it. Will there ever be party music again? I don't know. I have some out there on the internet. What can I say? I've got a great song. Are You the Party in Kind? Yeah. I write my own music. I record my own music. I do my own DVD videos. And what else happened? Another rock and roll legend just this past Thursday had his birthday. Charlie Gracie. You might not have heard of him, but he is a rock and roll legend. Look it up on the internet. Charlie Gracie. G-R-A-C-I-E. Charlie Gracie. That's right. He made, I would call it, the first rock and roll record ever. And it was called Rockin' and Rollin'. Back in 1951, yeah, I know my rock and roll history. That's right, Charlie Gracie. In 1951, at the age of 15 years old, recorded this song called Rockin' and Rollin'. And he plays a lead guitar solo on that, which is featured in my movie, Subway Fantasy. You can look that up on YouTube. The movie Subway Fantasy. It's a rock and roll documentary, and his guitar-defining riffs in that song, Rockin' and Rollin', is featured in my movie. That's right, and my movie is called Subway Fantasy. You got to spell it P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Subway Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y, on YouTube. 29 minutes of sheer entertainment, nonstop. I say it's the best rock and roll documentary ever put out there, because it's not just you're boring the people on the stage playing one song after another. No, there's many artists in here, and it jumps around from one thing to another, and it keeps you on your toes, and it's entertaining. And that great guitar solo that Charlie Gracie, now that you know about him, that song Rockin' and Rollin', you can probably look up the whole song on the internet too, that great guitar solo is in my movie, rock and roll documentary called Subway Fantasy. And he was defining, back in 1951, what would become some of the most popular rock and roll riffs, licks, whatever you want to call them, lead guitar solos that were played for decades after that. And why I call it the first rock and roll song, first of all, the song was called Rockin' and Rollin'. 1951, way before somebody coined the phrase rock and roll. Might have been DJ Alan Freed from about 55 or something like that, or 54. They coined that phrase rock and roll. But he was out there before that with a song called Rockin' and Rollin'. So we need to, give a lot of credit to Charlie Gracie. He was out there on the forefront creation of rock and roll. First rock and roll record of all time, and he just celebrated his birthday, his 84th birthday. He's alive and kicking, and he goes out there. Well, he can't now because of the stupid lockdown, but when it's over, he'll be back out there performing every week at some local establishment, restaurant, bar, or whatever in the local Philadelphia area. And that's right, born and raised in Philadelphia, and he still lives in Philadelphia. One of the many great artists that came, rock and roll people, they came from Philadelphia. And he's still out there performing at 84 years of age. God bless him. And what can I say? I think who else had a birthday last week? I think Stevie Wonder. The day before Charlie Gracie, I think it was Stevie Wonder's birthday. But 84 years old, still rocking strong. I'm on the East Coast. I've gone down there and seen his three-piece band that he numerous times at the local clubs. And his band rocks. This guy's 84 years old, and he knows how to play the guitar and rocks hard. You know, he's got a hot three-piece band, and as soon as this lockdown's over, he'll be out there rocking strong again. In fact, Charlie Gracie, in case you don't know, famous people, super famous people like Paul McCartney, has mentioned before that he actually saw Charlie Gracie when he was a teenager, when Charlie Gracie, one of the first people to tour in England in the 50s, played a concert at Sefton Park in Liverpool. That's right. And who was in the audience that day? Paul McCartney himself. In fact, he was so impressed with Charlie Gracie that he actually recorded one of his songs later in life. It's on one of his solo albums. It's called Fabulous. So a little rock and roll history I had to just put out there. And we need some good stories like that. Hey, if you're on YouTube, check out my, we're talking about rock and roll, my kind of tribute to the Beatles. That's right, I've got a song out there titled Thank You, Beatles and Fans. And you got to spell the word Beatles correctly, B-E-A-T-L-E-S, you young people. You might not know how to, you got to spell it that way. It's not spelled like the bug. Well, the song's out there on YouTube, and it gives a great tribute to the Beatles. It's my original song, and it's called Thank You. And it's listed as Thank You, Beatles and Fans on YouTube. And it captures, the video behind it captures the love that was manifested by Beatlemania back when it was happening. So, on a good note, yeah. And on a good note, I have another great song to enlighten people, you know. That's why I put these videos out here. You know, Good Vibrations. Now, that's a famous song by the Beach Boys, but I've got a better song than that. It's called The Earth She Loves You. That's it. The Earth She Loves You. Yeah, and the Earth does love you. That's it. Go to YouTube, punch in those words. The Earth She Loves You. And it's a 5-minute video, original song. You know, I'm singing it, I'm playing guitar. And the video tells the whole story, or it matches the words, and it takes you on a journey, just like Planet Earth takes us on a journey. And hopefully, it will. If you watch it and listen to it, it'll inspire you to love the Earth. and show our Mother Earth some consideration. Stop littering. Stop doing things that are harmful to the Earth. If we all stopped doing things that were harmful, Earth would be a better place. And it's something we need to appreciate. We need to appreciate Mother Earth. And if anything, you listen to and watch that video, hopefully it'll inspire you to love our Earth, because our Earth is a living consciousness. I give some demonstrations of how it actually interacts with us in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I have diagrams there of the Earth moving, pulsating through the ground. In fact, you can get the first 40 pages of my book for free on Google. Just Google it, Connect the Dots Theory. First, look around to click, and you'll get the first 40 pages free. And then those first 40 pages are the diagrams depicting what I witnessed and felt and experienced of the Earth manifesting realities and pulsating through the ground and connecting with the fire in the heavens. Yeah, and all this is real. The reason you don't know about those kind of things is because you're not going out in the wilderness to the right places at the right time. That's it. You seek to connect with Mother Earth, she'll connect with you. And we all should be doing that a lot. And, of course, that's part of the lockdown. They want to keep us away from our Mother Earth. And they want to keep us away from the sunshine. The sunshine brings vitality into our lives. You know what bad news I really found out lately? You know, every time so-called famous people try to, or let's say famous scientists, try to bring light to the atrocities being done with us, especially with vaccines, there's like over 20 doctors were murdered because they all found the same thing, that the last couple of batches of vaccines, the evil SOBs who were manufacturing them or threw in ingredients that would prevent your body from absorbing vitamin D, which further weakens your health. Vitamin D is very important to keep your health up. And you'll get it from the sun if you go out there. Of course, that's part of the lockdown scheme. They want to keep you away from the sun. They want to destroy your health further. You know, they want to weaken you. So when they unleash the lift the lockdown, everybody will go out there with a weakened immune system. That's right, and be more susceptible to catching. So they can play their game. Yeah, we told you so. Well, this whole thing is being manipulated. You know, it's worse than professional wrestling. Professional wrestling shows us that the scenarios that we're watching, they're all well thought out behind the scenes, and then they're implemented. And the stupid politicians go along with any stupid plan put out there because they're all being mind controlled. It's a sophisticated technology today. They do it in dark rooms with machines, and you know, the stupid politicians don't even know it's being done to them. Here, I'll give you a perfect example. Look at Nancy Pelosi when she's on the TV camera. She's mumbling around like some drunken addict or something. And then there's Joe Biden. Oh, yeah, he's another one. He's they've scrambled his brain like scrambled eggs. He gets up there and then, you know, it's forget it. You might as well just pull the plug and go home. And there are perfect examples of how easy it is to manipulate the politicians. They don't have a clue what's going on, you know? They're living in a make-believe bubble that they've been stuck in. They're living in the politician's matrix. Well, hey, we're getting close to the end of the show. All I got to say is if you got a smart meter on your house, get the hell rid of it or move out of town. Yeah. Say no to all vaccines. They're illogical for many, many reasons. You know? Just illogical. I don't have time to explain it to you, but it's, if you start thinking about it, it's just illogical. Putting poison into your body. Like, you know, if the doctor told you that before he sucked the knee, hey, I'm going to inject some poison in your body. And most of you'll wake up at that point and say, wait a minute, don't do that. I didn't ask for no poison. You know, but they don't tell you that. They con you on to think that it's going to do something for you. And what else? Also, vaccinations can make you more susceptible to being mind-controlled by reptilians. Yeah, the bad guys. And we know the reptiles are bad guys. I haven't heard any good reptilians yet. But and then there's the other bad space creatures called the Dracos. You know, mind-manipulating, totalitarian creatures. Some of them part of the New World Order. Absolutely. Some of them know how to shapeshift into human form. You know, maybe sometimes they joke about the Queen of England might be a shapeshifter or has reptilian blood. Who knows? All I know is that go out there and watch that movie, They Live, and go out to YouTube and watch my videos. I gave you a couple of good ones to watch. Thank you, Beatles and fans, and The Earth She Loves You today. The Earth She Loves You. Go on YouTube and watch them. They'll inspire you to be more loving. And we all have to be more loving. And the government is making it difficult for us to do that. But we're doing our best. And let's keep it up. I'm wishing and sending out love to everyone who's listening. As I speak, I'm projecting it mentally out there. Catch it and embrace it. Love, it's good for you. And I'm going to end my show like I do every week. Hey, you're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? It's also out on YouTube, Are You the Partying Kind? And then you have to ask yourself the question, are you? Well, I am. And that's followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. That's also out on YouTube, too. I Got to Be Somebody. Or I Gotta, G-O-T-T-A, I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Listen to the words. And if you watch the video on YouTube, you'll see the horse galloping away that goes with the music. You know, music that sounds like a horse galloping, and then you'll visually see the horses galloping away. Okay, Mr. Engineer. Hey, you're listening. Tell your friends to tune in next week. You never know when Santa Claus is going to call into the show. And one of the space creatures out there, they might have figured out how to make a phone call from their spaceship. The invitation is there, and you never know, somebody important might call into my show. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here. I'm going to give you the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Want to know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, get it clear to the world my ideas. And all the myself through, cause I